the opinions expressed in the lookbook are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
All right, welcome back to the lookbook.
Woo! Woo! Oh wow, harmonized.
That was peak.
That was pretty good.
Episode 2. Here we explore TMU's fashion scene as we dive deep into the latest trends, share insider style tips, and explore the city's unique fashion culture. I'm your host Beth, and today we're talking deep dive into the world of fashion subculture, from the dreamy aesthetics of cottagecore to the edgy, tech-inspired vibes of blockcore. We're breaking down that these styles are all about how you can incorporate them into your wardrobe.
But that's not all. We're also shining light on Toronto's vintage scene.
So if you've ever wondered what aesthetic fits your personality, where to shop for the coolest vintage finds, or just want some fresh fashion inspo, keep on listening.
Okay. So fashion subcultures, aesthetics, and their vibes. Fashion is more than just clothes. It's a form of self-expression, as we always talk about, and a way of connect with different identities, communities, and even moods. Let's break down some of the most popular fashion subcultures and aesthetics right now. So first one, dark and academia.
I gotta open the Pinterest for this one.
Wait, yeah, true.
Dark and okay, that's.
You want to describe what dark and academia is, or dark academia?
There's a tab.
Dark academia.
Dark academia consists of turtlenecks, tweed blazers, long coats, and muted earth tones, perfect for those who romanticize libraries, poetry, and autumn vibes.
Let's take a look, guys.
It's actually showing me all only women's clothes, even though I feel like dark academia is. It's mainly men's.
Is it?
Like kind of like an old English vibe almost in a way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I feel like you see a lot of guys dressing up pretty preppy, you know, like layering sweaters on top of like white collar ups.
Collar, yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. Out.
So it's like all about warm tone.
Mm-hmm.
Very I feel like fall. You'd go to a cafe with a nice coffee in hand and a book and you dress like that.
It is very, like, fall. How do you guys feel about, like, trench coats and stuff?
Yes!
I like them.
Yes!
I like them.
Well, okay. Actually,
I feel like it takes, like, a certain person to pull them off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I've yet to rock a trench coat. So maybe, like, I always say this when I'm older, I'm going to start rocking trench coats.
I like the thin ones. I like the thin, like windbreaker material trench coats. Like
I've never had.
But the thing is, like, there's no, like, fall anymore.
Yeah. And but it's getting warmer.
It's getting warmer.
Yeah, we can try for, like, 3 days and it's just stuck in the wardrobe and that's it.
Yeah, it's okay because winter is almost over. I mean, like, March kind of sucks as a month in general. But, like, I'm excited for April. I'm excited for spring and summer because I get to wear my flowy dresses and my flowy skirts again.
I'm so excited for spring.
My jorts.
Oh, my God.
I need me a pair of jorts.
I want to make a pair of jorts. I want to go, like, thrifting and get, like, a pair of jeans and then cut it up and make, like, really baggy jorts out of it. Because I have, like, problems with, like, women's clothes being too tight around the thighs.
Yeah. So, I know what you mean.
Yeah, last time I bought a jorts was, it was men's. And, like, actually, I kind of want the jorts that's, like, under the knee.
I only wear them.
Those are really, look like, so cute.
Like, ones that are, like, longer than the knee, they're so long to the point where they're almost, like, mid-length pants.
Like capris. Yeah, basically.
Yeah, guys, hot take. Yeah.
No, I want to try capris.
Capris are cute.
I don't mind them.
They're cute. I think they're cute.
I don't really like capris. They're not
like
for
cargo
me.
Capris.
Oh, they're not for me, though.
I think they're a certain type.
Not like the usual.
Cargo capris, because it's, like, baggier.
Yeah, no.
But, like, not, like, Lululemon skinny legging.
Not like these.
No, not like those.
I just pulled up some, like, really skinny
camel
ones.
I don't really know, like,
how
to style capris, to be honest.
That's true.
I feel like they're very, if you pull it off in a very, like, Y2K 2000s type of way.
Yes, exactly like that.
Something, like, along those lines, but I don't see myself wearing capris at all, but yeah.
Okay, next.
Following dark academia, something very similar, but just, I guess, like, color wise is very different. Light academia, so think of it as just like dark academia but with more like whites and beiges, like light beiges and stuff like that. Also lots of like more flowy stuff, I guess, like skirts. And
like
and
feminine, more mm-hmm, feminine. Mm-hmm. Whereas Dark Academia was like pleated pants.
Yeah, true. So Light Academia, what do we think about Light Academia?
Yes!
It's my personal color. It's just my personal color.
Mm, okay.
If you know me, I love white cardigans so much. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You like beige, ivory, yes, white?
Yes, all of them.
My friend the other day, she was like, Annika, you're so beige-coated, and I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Is that what it's supposed to mean? I don't know.
I think that's a good thing.
Maybe. That's a good thing.
She was like saying, oh, yeah, Annika, your aesthetic is so like white and beige and like brown and stuff like that. Aww. Maybe it's a compliment. I don't know. In terms of Light Academia, I'm looking at this board. There's a lot of like plaid like skirts and stuff like that. I like mm-hmm. plaid skirts. Skirts. I like plaid skirts and like long length stuff. In terms of like, let me search up men's.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is like a lot of like
academia
feminine clothing. I don't really know.
Would
what
to you say. Not wear feminine clothing, Robert?
I don't know if I can pull off a dress, Izzy. Okay.
Searching like academia again. Layering white collars and top of sweaters, and there's a lot of like, V-neck sweaters.
Not a fan of V-necks.
You're not a fan of V-necks.
I don't like my V-necks. I feel like I age like 50 years when I put on a V-neck.
I like them. I like layering them. Like a V-neck on top of like a white collar and maybe like a leather jacket. I think that's cool. Or like a cardigan.
Let me rephrase. I don't like V-necks on me.
On you. Yes. Okay.
I like V-necks. People mm-hmm. can pull them off. I cannot.
Streetwear akubi. What do you guys think? Because like, it's more like effortless and like a natural tone, like gray, black, white.
Yeah, monitoring a monotone, yeah.
Wait, mm-hmm. I need to find the picture.
I feel like TikTok ruined this. Yeah.
Streetwear, oversized silhouette, layering. It feels like, I don't really like the terms of akubi.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound well, but also every time I search akubi, I want it more like on comfortable style, but they show me like preppy? A tech wear.
Oh yes. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think
like very string.
Yeah, I don't a think streetwear akubi just only the tech wear. It's more like you know, like oversized.
Yeah,
it could be
oversized.
Just normal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
but again, I feel like TikTok ruined it because like
it's very TikToky.
It's very like
yeah, like
baggy jeans.
Like all the TikTok like OOTD influencers, they're always dressing up in this style. And I do like it. I like how it's very minimalistic. I just don't like how it's only monotone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can have streetwear and have color,
yeah.
in my
yeah.
opinion.
Okay, next is...
What's next?
Softcore.
I think Robert should...
Oh, you want me to read this one?
I think Robert should...
Coquette one? Well, let me open it.
Are you coquette?
Coquette?
He's very coquette.
Guys, I'm actually wearing all pink right now.
Yeah, we're looking at
it's
him.
Yeah.
I have a dress
pink.
On.
He's glowing. Yeah, yeah. He's glowing.
Okay,
lots of
guys.
Lace and bows.
Mm-hmm. Got a pink bow in my head right now. Anyways, softcore and coquette core. Ultra feminine and romantic. This aesthetic features lace, ribbons, ballet flats, and pastel colors. A modern take on vintage femininity.
We should have picked someone who could say that word.
Feminine. Girl, I feel like we're connected today.
Okay.
Very pink.
I mess with this, except for the pink.
So basically not.
No, I like the bows. I like the lace. I don't like pink.
I love pink. I love the color pink and like baby pink and stuff. I think it's so like, when I wear pink, I feel like
a pretty princess.
Pretty
yeah,
princess.
Sure. So what are our thoughts on like this style?
It's very Lefe, very Claro concert.
Concert.
Yeah, there's a lot of those there.
Yeah,
the
I love
concert.
How girls wearing the all, like they're all wearing the bows.
Because that's for like her brand.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I have so many
cute.
Hair bows.
I
just
have a lot.
I just can't wear them in the winter.
Yeah,
it's
more spring.
It just blows away.
Definitely spring.
Oh, that's true.
I also like, in terms of like the style, I also, again, I like the lace. I feel like the lace really like brings up a look. What else? What do you guys think?
I don't know. I don't really have much to say. I can't wear yeah. I can't wear things.
It's very pink.
Very
but
pink.
I feel like coquette can also not be pink.
Yeah. It can be a different colors. Like I'm seeing like red.
But I mess with a lot of these skirts. I need all of them skirts
red.
Actually.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one.
Okay. Next one is a totally different style.
Mm-hmm. Scene core.
Scene core.
Lots of bright colors.
Dude, it's so bright.
They have a lot of like patterns, like lots of stripes. Striped socks.
Lots of plaid and like split color.
Yeah. So like the high top Converse with like a million laces.
Yes. Yeah, I'm looking at that right now. I feel like if you guys ever play like Movie Star Planet, like that was
Oh
it.
My god. Movie Star Planet was it. That was my jam. Which aesthetic do you appreciate the most?
I appreciate the cottage core, which is more like a farm style. And with like a sheep's.
Okay. Which sheep? Are you a shepherd?
Sheep.
Shepherds and horses and scene core. Cause like, I feel like I've never, I am not going to try scene core because it's not my style, but I really appreciate it. Cause I love accessories.
Yeah.
I love accessories and they're like, see my phone case? It's a little bit.
It's Hello Kitty.
Bit like a Garou core, right? So I appreciate them.
Right. I think I actually agree with you. I was going to say, I think I appreciate scene core the most because I feel like it's so difficult trying to find like all these pieces and then like put them together because it is a lot of like accessories and stuff. Also, just like having like the mindset to like bringing all these like different colors and patterns and stuff like that. I feel like if done not properly, like, it's not going to look good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. What about you guys?
I was going to say the same thing. Because you see all these other styles, like, every single day, but you rarely see, like, scene core every day. Mm-hmm. It's like, when you do see it, it is really nice to see people doing, like, something different from everyone else. But, yeah.
I appreciate, like, obviously scene and, like, goth and punk. But I really like cottage core because it kind of brings me back to, like, 2020. I don't know if like you guys remember like all of the cottagecore trends and everyone wanted to be like I don't know, just baking. Running through a meadow and like baking and like
it was also COVID season, so everyone was baking.
Yeah. But also in cottage in 2020, like you would see a lot of that like colorful filter.
The indie filter.
Yeah, the indie filter. Yeah. And like it was very Throwback. Colorful online.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, I feel like I just appreciate cottagecore because it kind of brings me back to that.
Which one do you guys see yourself wearing?
Softcore / coquette.
Well, I mean, all of us are kind of like streetwear.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Yeah,
because it's comfortable.
Yeah,
because but whenever I want to dress up, I could be like more like dressed up Akubi style or Light Academia.
I feel like it's different for every season because like Light Academia is probably fall, like our photo shoot, and then like streetwear is probably like now or like summer.
Yeah,
like softcore and coquette you could see like in the spring, same with cottagecore.
I like definitely streetwear, but I want to like definitely try to like branch out because I feel like streetwear is probably kind of just like what is in right now, what everyone is like dressing up as. So if I had the opportunity, I want to dress like more feminine, like almost like coquette, but not exactly. But
yeah, I feel like we're too busy on like saying, oh, I dress like streetwear. I actually have softcore clothes, but like you can do anything on whatever given day you'd like.
Just put on your clothes.
If you want to dress like a little boy, go ahead, dress like a little
boy. You can dress like a little boy or a little girl. Do what you want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, rubber.
What?
you can dress like a little girl sometimes if you feel
you
like
put
that.
A bow in your hair?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes.
Don't
dress
put you in a box.
Sometimes, always. Wait, what do you say? I should have my ballet flats on right now.
Oh, yeah. He's actually going to the Leifei concert.
I actually have a... Yeah. Aww. Yeah. Right now.
So which style like do you guys... see yourself like wearing like that you want to experiment with?
Honestly, we didn't talk about it, but like I know
it doesn't have to be anything from here, by the way. It can be literally like any type of style.
Yeah, but like block core, what you think about block core
with like jerseys with jerseys and stuff?
It's like with like button downs, like kind of what I'm wearing right now, and we'll do the fit check after.
Yeah,
like very layer, very like it's still baggy, almost streetwear, but it's more colorful and like boxy instead of baggy. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, that makes sense. Yeah.
I actually don't know how to like explain my aesthetic and the aesthetic I want to try, because like feels like it's more like unique. sport, but at the same time, I don't want to be go too normal, but I don't want to be go too much.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. I actually don't know how to describe my style. I always like wear different styles every day.
It's so
like
true.
The other one, I was dressed up very like streetwear hoodie.
Little
and
boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The necklaces, yes. The hat, a big jean.
Today, I don't know. I'm like wearing a. Should we just do like the outfit checks right
oh,
now?
Oh yeah.
Since we're
yeah.
like describing.
Yes.
Yes.
Beth, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing as most comfortable.
She just woke up.
She woke up an hour ago, guys.
Okay, I had a class 9 to 3, and it ended up early, so I went home, slept for an hour, and came back. So I'm kind of like losing my mind right now.
It's okay. I'm
and this morning, I actually had the layered lace skirt like last time, but I took it out because I had no time. But I got this new pants. It's from Korea, mm-hmm. from my dad. If you guys
what's
saw,
the material
oh, I saw your Instagram post.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very nice.
I was waiting for someone to mention it.
Shout out to when you were going to. Yeah,
Beth
your
is
dad
your influencer.
You guys
right
can
now.
Find our Instagrams connected to on the Lookbook account actually. So
yes.
You know,
promoting.
Just follow us on Instagram. I think
personal promoting.
All of us.
Yep. And then this post. Is, and then this is it's a sweater but with like a. How to say it?
Beth always collar? Wearing like a sewn in collar shirt.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, is it
like
part
that.
Of the sweater?
It is.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And
a collar sweatshirt.
Oh, it's a navy. I like navy, but it doesn't suit my personal color, but I still wear them. Whatever.
You're not Apple Core right now.
Oh yeah, I'm not Apple Core. I'm more
she's
like
usually Apple Core, but she's like
really
now she's Blueberry
yeah.
Core.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Blueberry.
Yeah.
That and reminds me of like the girl from Willy Wonka.
Oh my god. Do you know what we're talking about? Like she eats the gum and then she turns into a blueberry.
Yes.
You should watch it.
No, I watched Willy Wonka.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, the different one. I thought you guys talking about the Timothy.
No.
Oh, okay.
Not
the Wonka. Okay. That was good though.
Really?
I liked the movie. It was 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
Yeah. It says Sunday Running Club on my sweater.
Sunday Running Club.
Yeah.
Are you part of a Sunday running club?
I don't run.
Only when she misses
shit.
The subway.
So true.
She waits for the next one, okay?
Okay.
I am wearing my Timberlands because I've been wearing them the whole season because I'm scared I'm going to slip and fall. And then
done that.
I always wear these. I always wear these like gray like medium wash jeans. Wearing like a brown laced long sleeves with like a scoop neck, black waistcoat,
cute,
and this like red scarf that was actually like a two piece. Like it came with one of my tops, but I just thought I'd put it.
I know
top.
What top is it. You know wore them last time, I think.
This one?
I don't No. The top. The
oh. She posted it.
Which one? Wait, which one?
You wore
the red
it in LA.
One. Yeah, I think I saw
not
it.
LA. I wore this to I posted it one time, but I was downtown actually. It wasn't LA.
Huh.
But yeah.
Hmm.
And then what else am I wearing? Oh, I'm just wearing this like statement piece.
I love them.
Necklace.
I always wanted to get something like that.
I like there's a bunch of like cheap jewelry and stuff in like Kensington and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I like getting stuff in there.
I think I know your style right now.
What's
Western.
My style?
Western style.
Western style?
Western.
Something. She's like a cowgirl?
Yeah, like a cowgirl.
Can I add like a sound effect
like,
when you say the Western style?
Like a boho chic
bohemian
style.
Chic.
Yeah, bohemian and boho chic style. Because it's trending. It's a trend this year, 2025.
Cowboy boots, yes
funny
or no?
Funny you say that because my mom one day, she went up to me. She's like, Annika, you know what's going to be in spring? And she was like, it's going to be a boho spring. That's what my
she's
mom
she's a trendsetter.
Said. I'm like, thank you, mom. Thank you. But yeah. I see it.
I see it.
Next.
Cowboy boots.
Is it my turn or your turn, Robert?
You can go.
Okay. Today, I'm dressed like... I think Nate told me I dressed like Adam Sandler today. I don't know if that's a compliment or not,
I
but
think that's
sure.
A good thing. I like Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler's funny. I like Adam Sandler.
I'm actually wearing a white but... Sorry, not white. Red button-down shirt that actually came as a gift from Sri Lanka. Like, my brother's girlfriend's family... got it for me. And then underneath I layer, because the button down is actually short sleeve, so I layered like a white long sleeve shirt. And then I'm wearing like black wash jeans that actually my dad's, shout out my dad for like the fifth time, with like embroidery in the back, like brown embroidery with flowers. And then my Docs, because I don't want to
slip and fall like I did last time. Slip and fall. That was fun. I'm kidding. Anyways, I'm basic as usual. Oh, Beth is fixing her hair. Hello, Beth.
Keep on going.
Basic as I usually am. I'm wearing my favorite corduroy hat that's pretty much glued to my head all the time. It's navy blue, not brown.
It's brown.
It's because it's faded.
He wore it
sun.
In the lookbook photo shoot. If you're wondering,
blue.
It looks maroon.
Okay, when I first got it, it was more navy. Okay,
it's brown.
But I wore this hat for like 2 years.
But yeah, it was navy. That doesn't mean it's not navy now.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways, I just have on a blank black hoodie.
From where?
From some TikTok guy.
Shout out TikTok, Nate.
And I got some wide leg, some like Japanese denim jeans. Daniel Caesar.
Like the song?
No. They're really nice. Very expensive, but they're very nice. And then my Docs, so I don't slip and die like Izzy did.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem with your Docs is that they're low and you got rain.
Okay, but that's a different story.
Guys, don't forget to dress for the weather because it's very cold and it was very
so
rainy.
Windy.
And
oh
it was flooding yesterday and it was terrible.
Bad.
But, you know, I didn't get like water in my boots because
I
wore
my socks
were
wet.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was bad. Toronto has a thriving vintage and secondhand fashion scene, with so many amazing stores and pop-ups to explore. If you're looking to build a wardrobe that's sustainable, unique, and full of character, check these out. So guys, what are our favorite vintage stores in Toronto?
From the ones listed, I've actually never been to any of
these. I was
going
to say, I don't recognize any of the ones we found. Beth, do you?
I listed them.
I was going to say, Beth, I feel like you've done more
exploring than we have. Because I personally love them, because... Oh, let's list them out. It's Peace My Lovely, YX Vintage, NC Vintage, Smoking Vintage, The Sicily Vintage, Fluffy Fens, Dream Sweat, Sweet Sweat.
Sweet.
Mm. Dream Sweet.
Yes. And where did you like find all of these? Or like
I found their Instagram. When I first got to Toronto, I wanted to find a lot of like vintage shops. I actually first went to Good Friends Market, the pop-up store, and found them there. And I first followed Peace My Lovely. Shout out to Peace My Lovely. I love her. And I just went through her following list and found all the vintage stores and following them. If you love the thrill of hunting for unique pieces, pop-ups are the best place to find curated, one-of-the-kind fashion. Some of the coolest markets happening in Toronto include Good Friends Market, The Welcome Market, Bazaar Toronto, it's a shop, and Retro Market, See Canada, and Sunday Variety Market.
Have you ever like been to any of the TMU like vintage pop-ups?
I like looking around at them, but I never really like buy anything yet. I probably should, though, you know, support.
I get, like, stage fright.
Stage fright.
If they're in, like, SLC, I can't.
Everyone's just looking at you?
I can't bring myself to
they're
look.
So small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially there's so many people. Everyone's, like, sitting on the
stairs. Stairs and everything.
A lot of the people that, like, have stores in the SLC, a lot of them are from business and stuff like that, mm-hmm. which makes sense.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So, that's the wrap-up for this episode of The Lookbook.
Woo!
Today, we explored the different fashion subcultures from dark academia to streetwear and gave you the inside scoop of the best places to thrift to shop vintage in Toronto. So, which aesthetic speaks to you the most? Are you more into vintage thrifting or modern streetwear? And most importantly, would you rather be a fashion icon but always freezing or cozy but fashionably questionable? Let us know. Follow us on Instagram, TheLookbookTMU, for more fashion info, behind the scenes content, and updates on the latest trend and pop-ups happening in the city. Catch the next episode of The Lookbook out every other Wednesday at 8 p.m. Until next time, stay stylish and own your look because fashion tells your story. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.